One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Hey, back to the conversation in just a second. First, I want to talk to you about OutSchool. I've been using it in my home for quite a while now, and I love it. OutSchool is an online learning platform that empowers kids from age 3 to 18 to learn on their own terms with the widest variety of teachers, topics, and classes to suit any interest. They offer interactive small group classes that are fun and social. We did that during the pandemic years so she could get some social interaction and focus on topics that she really loved. She was really big into crafting and stuff at that point in time. So we found a great social group around that interest, but they have everything. We've used it to help get some extra time in on some subjects that maybe a little struggling going on at. The options that they offer are so wide. You really need to check this out for your kids. More than 1 million learners have taken classes on OutSchool. And if you want to try OutSchool, you can now get up to $20 off your child's first class or tutoring session for a limited time. This exclusive discount is only available when you go to OutSchool.com and use code GHOST at checkout. That's OutSchool.com and use code GHOST for up to $20 off your child's first class or tutoring session on OutSchool. OutSchool, take charge of their future. Now back to the conversation.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, guys. I've called in previously in regards to my daughter, Lillian, having psychic dreams where she's visited by a girl that has passed previously that she had no knowledge of. Could have had no knowledge of. She is still visited by her. It's been probably 2 years now since this all began. But my other daughter, who's a couple years older than she is, than Lillian is, she has seen things like come in and out of Lillian's room and heard things. And she's very empathetic to the point that if she sees that someone is upset or someone else is experiencing something really tough, she will cry or get emotionally distraught. I mean, we see counseling and we have a therapist for that, just because it does intensify her anxiety. So one day I had realized, you know, my grandmother and I used to play cards. So I thought, I'm going to teach the girls to play some more cards, more than just like Old Maid or, you know, whatever. So we played Uno was the first thing that we started playing. And Rennie really took up to those cards. I mean, she just loved her and wanted her own set of Uno cards. Now keep in mind, she's a teenager and she's like, I want my own cards. And I'm like, okay. So she's like, can you teach me some more card games? These card games are really interesting to me, and they're really in depth. And she had talked about it with more spunk than I had seen her talk about anything recently, just because of with everything with COVID and the way the state of the world is right now, it really is disruptive to her. But anyway, so we have been coping with all that. So I thought, okay, let's learn to play just Rummy or Gin Rummy and some of the things that my grandmother had taught me. So I bought a couple of decks of cards. And as I'm teaching her this, she's like, Mama, these cards will tell you, they tell you things. And I'm like, they tell you things. And she's like, yeah, the cards will tell you things. And she's like, if you really pay attention to them, she's like this one, it makes me feel like, and she basically done a tarot card reading for me utilizing just a regular deck of cards. This is really odd, you know, and all of this come to fruition. So I was like, wow, you know, this is very odd. And she's like, okay, I've done, she looks into everything and checks everything out. She's very observed everything. So she went online, she found out about tarot cards. She'd really, or tarot, I'm not sure how different people pronounce it differently. It was something that I was not willing to purchase for her. And then on an outing one day at a bookstore, of course, my husband was like, you know, had taken them and was like, you know, guys, pick out some books, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she picks out also some tarot cards. He doesn't pay attention. He just goes ahead and buys what they get because, I mean, he sees the books that they have. They're kind of stacked up, normal children's or age-appropriate books. So I'm like, when I get home, she's like, don't be mad, but Daddy bought me tarot cards. And I'm like, what? And so she starts utilizing them and it's just, it blows my mind. I mean, it gives me cold chills even thinking about it. And when you put she and my other daughter together, who one is a seer, I guess, and then Rennie is very empathetic, maybe an empath, and then read tarot card readings. She prays before she does it. A lot of people automatically, like I have taken her to different places and she'll look at tarot cards and that sort of thing. And we've even had people come up to us and say that they'll pray for her, that she's down a wrong path. But I've prayed about it. I've learned to kind of just accept it for what it is. And Rennie and Lily both for what they are. It's just astonishing though, to really, you know, have them together and feeding off of one another. We were over at a friend's house recently, and it's a friend I confide in, and she knows what Rennie does. So Rennie had taken her cards. She done reading spot on, everything spot on. But as soon as we pulled into the driveway, they're like, they wanted watermelon. They were craving watermelon. They needed watermelon. And I'm like, okay, as soon as we leave here, if they don't have watermelon, it's not in season, but I'll get you watermelon. So we get in there and they keep saying, man, we're really craving watermelon. We're craving watermelon. And my youngest daughter sits next to one of the girls that is there. And they keep looking at each other and they're like, yeah, we're craving watermelon. We're really craving watermelon. And then at that point, my daughter is like, excuse me. And she looks at the other girl and says, will you go to the restroom? Can I speak to you in the restroom or a different part of the house? And somewhere private. And she said, sure. So they go to, actually they go down to the basement and they're talking because, you know, we're upstairs. They come back up and the girl is like pale. And my daughter looks at my other daughter and she shakes her head. Yes. And so I get out and I'm like, do you guys still want watermelon? Cause I'm totally, you know, I just try to write things down. We either record them or write them down. When they do these little reading things for people. So anyway, they were like, no, we're not craving it anymore. And Lily's like, but I can tell you why we were. And I'm like, you don't have to. And she's like, no, I took her and I asked her. And mind you, they have two children and they're thinking of having a third. And she's in her early 30s. So she's like, I just said, you know, hey, you and your husband are trying to get pregnant. And they were like, she said, I said, what did she say to you? And she said, she was like, how could you possibly know? And she said, that's why me and my sister were craving watermelon. When you were pregnant with both pregnancies, you've craved watermelon so intensely. And we both picked up on it. And it just blew the girl's mind. And then she had asked Rennie to do a reading for her. And she did, but she didn't discuss that part because, you know, she knew others didn't want to know. And some of her family members were around, but they went into great detail on various other things. I mean, down to their workplace, to where a family member, how they recently passed, even things I didn't know, things they called each other nicknames that I didn't know. I mean, it was just insane. So I do believe this is something that's kind of trickling down from my mother's side of the family. And it's just, it's amazing, and I'm proud of them, but it's scary at the same time. There's no parenting book, and there's certainly no parenting book for this, but please listen to your children, for those who hear this, and encourage them, and don't be ashamed of them, and don't just shrug them off. Listen to them when they have something to say. I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you, and everyone have a blessed day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.